Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and going over also to our friends over the Divi on 89.0 Free FM, going throughout the Waikato out of the Tron. And it is a beautiful, beautiful summer's day out there. Nice and hot, isn't it, folks? And town is heaving down here as I sit here in Raglan Community Radio HQ on Bow Street, on the town hall, looking out the window. And, yeah, so you're listening live, you're listening on those frequencies, or you might be live streaming the show, or possibly listening back on numerous podcast things, like on Raglan Community Radio's website, or Free FM's website, or Spotify, or something like that. Either way, I hope you have a lovely day. I hope you had a great Christmas and enjoy enjoying time, you know, chilling out and doing whatever you're doing. So this show, pretty soon, we're not going to do the primary sector headlines this week, but we'll have a look at the weather soon, have a look at some gardening to-dos, check out some public service announcements, and we'll do a bit of a what's on guide too as time goes by. And then later on, we're going to be looking at a possible new approach to agriculture in the future, which is sort of happening now, which is interesting. So, but we'll come back with the weather after this one. Here goes Aretha Franklin, "I Never Loved a Man." Hope you enjoy it. With her very first single with the Swampers from Marshall Shoals there, "I Never Loved a Man." And weather time, well, folks, like I say, it's a beautiful day out there. A few little clouds around and things like that, and there's a large high-pressure system. It brings mainly settled weather to New Zealand today, with a few showers in the east, perhaps, especially for the eastern North Island. And in the North Island, it's going to be mostly sunny with light winds and afternoon sea breezes in the west. And, yeah, a little breezy. Not super breezy, but a little bit. And a few afternoon clouds could bring an isolated shower or two over to the east. And there's going to be maybe more cloud with a few showers too. But these gradually thin out and clear with predominantly southeasterly winds today. And the South Island is also mostly sunny with light winds this morning. And then the afternoon sea breezes kick in down there as well. And here in the Waikato today, Mostly sunny with a few clouds, getting cloudier from tomorrow with possible trace rain. Yeah, possibly. Possibly trace rain. And it's going to be cloudy from Sunday into next week as a more easterly flow comes in. And there's looks like there may be a little bit of rain, maybe Thursday, Friday coming up. So I kind of hope so. But we shall see. And the daytime temperatures this week, ladies and gentlemen, are somewhere between 24 and 25 degrees Celsius. And the nighttime temperatures between 15 and 17 degrees Celsius. And the winds this week are south-south-easterly today, westerly tomorrow, south-westerly Friday, south-south-easterly Saturday, easterly Sunday and Monday. And then they're moving east-north-easterly from Tuesday. Humidity today is somewhere between 63 and 71%. And the sun rose this morning at 5:58 a.m. and will set at 8:45 p.m. And the length of visible light is a long, long 15 hours and 48 minutes. And the actual day length is 14 hours and 45 minutes. And tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, will be 23 seconds shorter than today because, of course, the summer solstice was last week. So, yes, the days are gradually going to get shorter from now. And the beautiful moon, ladies and gentlemen, is a waxing crescent and will rise at 11:04 a.m. and set at 12:08 a.m. and is about 27% illuminated. And I've seen it the last couple of nights. It's a nice little crescent shape and it's lovely. Looks great. And the beautiful moon, beautiful starry nights the last couple of nights too. So this kind of weather wrap-up. And we'll come back to some gardening do's after this one by Shug Yoda. Called Strawberry Letter 23. Shuggy Otis there with Strawberry Letter 23. And gardening to do's here on the Over the Fence show. And if you're gardening by the moon, it's an excellent time to plant seeds and plant out root crops like your beetroot and carrots, things like that. It's also a good time to tie up and delateral your tomatoes or prune and trim other things around the place because, of course, the salvia or sap is being drawn down into the earth by the new moon kind of phases at the moment. And also, very good time to mulch, water, and keep feeding your gardens. Haven't really needed to water over the last couple of weeks, but certainly time to water again now with these last few super hot kind of dry days. And if you're wondering what else you can plant in your gardens this month, folks, well, these things. Alyssum, basil, beans, beetroot, blueberries, capsicums, carrots, celery, chilies, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, daisy, delphinium, dianthus eggplant, fuchsias, gerbera, impatiens, kumara, lavender, lettuce, marigold, mesclun, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunia, pumpkin squash, radish, silver beet, spring onions, sweet corn, and tomatoes, of course. So there's a few gardening to-dos for you this week, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to come back with some public service announcements after this one. It's Lawrence Arabia's latest song called The Develop the World. Lawrence Arabia there with Develop World's latest song. I love that song too. And he did a really good show here maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago now down at the yard, and there's heaps and heaps of live music coming up. We'll get to that a bit later on. Some other public service announcements for now are that Surfing for Farmers will restart again maybe about 3 weeks, I think it is, into January. So, yeah, don't go there tonight because there'll be no one else there. But, hey, go there for a surf or a swim or whatever you want. But, yeah, the Surfing for Farmers event will restart again later on in January, and it's a good day out. So get along to that one. and I'll come back as time goes by with the exact dates and things for that. But it's always Wednesday night usually, so there we are. And there's also a seed sorting days on the Sunday the 8th and Monday the 9th of January from 2:30 to 5:30. And Belinda Goodwin and Claire Wimmer putting seeds in for that one. And if you are on TimeBank, go see the request page on TimeBank for that one. Or if you want to, if you're not a member of TimeBank, it's easy to sign up. But if you're not and you still want to go and help the sorts of seeds out, I guess send me an email here at the show at overthefenceradioshow@gmail.com. I guess overthefenceradioshow@gmail.com. And I can put you in touch with the people doing that one. It's Sea Sorting Day on Sunday the 8th and Monday 9th of January from 2:30 to 5:30. But yeah, request some TimeBank for that one. And of course, the New Year's Eve parade is coming up as well. Don't forget about that one. And that's, you've got to be, I think they start the judging at 6:30. The actual parade's 7 o'clock, so Bow Street will be closed. There's going to be a lot of folks and a lot of floats. And yeah, it's heaps of fun. I was involved with one a couple of years ago and pulled an excellent float. And so good, in fact, that that the radio station won the got first prize, I should say, for the floats. And we're going to re-enter some kind of float this year. Well, I don't think we've kind of organised what it is yet, but guarantee it's going to be loud music and some DJs dancing around on a trailer or something like that. And so that's always a good day. So that's at 7 o'clock. But if you want to put a float in, don't necessarily need a car. You can go on a bike or a push bike or a scooter or a wheelbarrow, whatever you want, folks. So get into that one. That's 7 o'clock. That'll start. But, yeah, judging starts at 6:30. And also New Year's Eve is the Bowls Fun Day at the Bowling Club. I can't quite read that from here. What does that say? The times. I think it's in the afternoon anyway, but I'll try and get some more details on that one. When I come back, but yep, so there's a lot of stuff happening and there's heaps of gigs as well, so we'll come back straight after this one with some more with a bit of a what's on going, what's happening, gigs and things like that. Here's Phoenix Foundation, Beside Yourself. Phoenix Foundation there with Beside Yourself on the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio and Free FM also. And what's on today in Raglan? Well, the Raglan Club, just over the road from Raglan Community HQ here on Bow Street in the Town Hall, having their club night raffles and member prize draws tonight from about 6 o'clock, so you can get along with that one if you like. And also at the Yard, the Musicians at the Yard night, open mic night, every Wednesday from 7. Acoustic jams and the bands, you're allowed 3 songs, no 10-minute epic songs, but you can sign up for 6:30 and that starts playing about 7. So if you want to see a few up-and-coming and local musos, that's a good place to go to. That's happening today. Tomorrow, I'm not sure if these things are going ahead, but there's the exercise group, probably not. But it might be. Don't let me mislead you here, folks. There's also a live DJ at the ISO Bar in Raglan from 6 o'clock. Let me have a look at this one. Doesn't say who it is. And the Raglan Club's having a music jam night, also starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And Tahu Jin Sunset Cruise, 3 hours. Here we are. What's this mean? From $65, 3 hours. And you can, at the Tahu, sit back and enjoy a 3-hour cruise on the beautiful Whangaroa Harbour while enjoying some quality Tahu gin. So that's a great initiative. So, yeah, if you've got nothing else to do tomorrow night, there's a good one for you. Go for a beautiful cruise on our beautiful harbour for 3 hours. That's getting your money's worth. And what do we have at the Harbourview Hotel? Yes, yeah, so I've got a jackpot draw tomorrow night, and I think it's like $500 or something like that. Something around that anyway. That's happening tomorrow night at the Harbourview Hotel. And thank you, Sydney, from Australia, with support from Out of Sorts, Rands, Bosnick and Dark Faces. It's happening at the Yachty from 8 to 1. So, yeah, some stuff happening at the Yachty, the pub, out on the water, and at the ISO tomorrow. So, yeah, it's all warming up, isn't it, folks? And I'll do Friday as well. I might come back with the weekend after this one. Here goes. Friday for you is the Raglan Growers Market, of course. That'll be happening again. And it's a great day. Any visit in town, get along with that. You can pick up beautiful fresh produce grown from our wonderful local growers around here. Plastic free kind of event. So wander in there and you grab your veggies for your salads and what have you, for your New Year's salads and things. That's Raglan Growers Market at the Stewart Street Church from 5 till 7. And yep, just cruise along there and yeah, really nice people. And you get to meet the growers and buy some delicious, fresh local produce. And the Raglan Club's going to have club night raffles and member prize draws as well on the Friday. And what's this at the Yard? Poneki Bass Kita bonds the folk, soul, storytelling and guitar of Nikita to Brian with the thick, lush sounds of Moog, synth and Fender Rhodes from Ed Zuccolo. So that's why it's called Zook. All right. Well, that sounds pretty exciting. I might read more about that, actually. I like the way it's written. So, yes. So we got Nikita, who I actually think I did see at the Yard a few months ago. Really good gig. But she's teamed up here with Two Bryant and Mood Synth and Fender Rhodes from Ed Zuccolo. And the filthy drive and barking psychedelic drums of Rick Cranson from Little Bushman in the Woods. That sounds like a really good gig. I'm sure we get that one. They're going to play Splore, WOMAD, Tora Bombera, 121 Festival, and there's plenty more to be announced. So that's cool. So catch them at the Yard there on tomorrow, Friday night, sorry. It's Friday night. So, yeah, that's a good one. So that's at the Yard. And if you don't know, folks, if you're new to town, it's sort of down one of those little alleyways off Wainui Road. So you can find the Yard. So, yeah, that could be a good gig. And what else we have here? The Yachty, of course, which is kind of down those ways also, is the Sunshine Sound System Downtown Brown and MCKPZ. All right. So let's have a look at this one. What's this one say about this, these things? No further information, unfortunately, to add that one, but Sunshine Sound System Downtown Brown and MCKPZ. They're all going to play from like 8 to 1 o'clock at the Yachty. And these things are Friday. And, of course, if you want to find out more things about information about all of these things, go to Raglan Community Radio's comprehensive What's On Guide, which is raglanradio.com. So check that out. And it's got all these things and more. And I'll come back with New Year's Eve and that, probably after this one. And this one's going to be, oh, we should play David Kilgour on the Heavy Eights Diamond Mine. Come back after that.
We'll be right back.
right, there's David Kilgore, great New Zealand artist there with his song, "A Diamond Mind." And yeah, just looking out over the street there, Raglan Gelato is set up outside the Raglan Club there, so it's a hot day, so perfect day for hooking to one of those beautiful Raglan Gelatos. He's set up over there, so yeah, get into those. They've got a lot of delicious flavours I see over there, and yeah, town's busy, and there's a lot of people and folks around. And just be patient, folks. You know, I had to do something before to get out of the way of someone else, and you know, there's a beep beep on the horn and what have you. So yeah, just be a little bit patient with you know, down the roads, and also with the hospitality staff, because yeah, it's a busy time, and yeah, there's still sort of staffing problems and things around. But anyways. Now it's all that. Let's have a look at December the 31st. Yes, indeed, folks. End of the year's here already. And this is the last Over the Fence show of the year, of course. But I will be back next week with Claire Wimmer. And we're going to talk about permaculture and a few other different things like that. And Outdoor Bowls is maybe happening. No, there's a New Year's Eve bowls fun day, so that'll be in the evening, I'd imagine, from 5 to 6, so at the bowling club, which is on Stewart Street. So get down there if you fancy a bit of a roll and a bit of a yak and things like that. New Year's Eve at the Raglan Club. All right, what have we got here? Rock covers featuring Trav's Place, free entry, band from 8, meals available, open from 2 o'clock. So that's at the Raglan Club just over the road here on Bow Street. New Year's Eve the Yachty. What do we have here? Greg Churchill. Yes, and KRS3. Rick Rush, KRS, Sean Murray, Callan, Two Zones, and Techno, pardon me, Inside, and Hip Hop Outside. So yeah, that's all happening from 4 to 1 at the Yachty New Year's Eve day. And also New Year's Eve at the Rocket. New Year's Eve Rocket Kitchen, which is on the way out to the beach there. Backyard New Year's session with local all-star lineup. Sticky Chicken, heavy lounging DJ, Kyan, and he does a show on Raglan Community Radio and Free FM, actually. So he's playing down there from Udo's, and he's playing down Rocket from 6 till 1 o'clock. So there's that's what's happening at Rocket. And then, of course, like I mentioned earlier, the New Year's Eve parade starts at 7 o'clock. Floats meeting for judging at 6:30. Pick up an entry form from, yeah, I forgot to mention this before, actually. Yeah, if you want to pick up an entry form, just go down to the Raglan Book and Gift Centre, which is on Bow Street, just around down by the bottom side of the pub there, by the pharmacies and things like that. So, yeah, pick up your tickets from there and get along. If you're not going to be on a float, get along and support it anyway. It's a great day, really good vibe, and, yeah, good fun community event. What do we have here at Indy? Salty Jam Crew are at Indy from 6:30. And New Year's Eve Disco, if that's more your thing. There we go, up at Soulscape. Celebrating the biggest night at Soulscape with all your friends and family to welcome in 2023 in style with a fabulous dinner by Conscious Kitchen, and a new beginning with an evening dazzled with. Yes, I will read more. Dazzled with live music, delicious feasts, all steeped in electrifying disco music. So yes, there's a disco thing happening there at Soulscape, and that's from 7 to 9 o'clock. And Nicky Keys is going to be up there as well. So he does a great show. So mesmerizing performance of funky goodness. I like the sound of that. So there we are. That's from 7 to 9, and then from 9 to 1, Ernesto Gaspar, a very special disco selection. Expect to hear nothing but good rhythms from the decade. Get your body moving to the dance floor. All right. Dress code inspired by glitz, glamour, and glitter. Of Studio 54 and Koha, $35 getting in that one, and that's at Soulscape New Year's Eve as well. So stuff happening all over the place, isn't there, folks? It's exciting. Makes you a lot happening for everyone's taste around here. And then Wharf Kitchen and Bar having a New Year's party from 7:30 onwards, from $65 per person, complimentary glass of bubbles on arrival, and at midnight a delicious six course meal, I should say. So that's at the Wharf, down by the Wharf, obviously, from 7:30 onwards. And the Harbourview Hotel, they're having West Breeze from 8:30 till late. on New Year's Eve. They're having a party as well, and you can get a free glass of bubbles or a beer there as well. West Coast R&B soul band. They're happening down there. And they're from West Auckland. Played alongside and worked with Eddie, Zanny Crummer, Artie Jam, Margaret Ehrlich, the House of Shem, you know, all bands you guys would know. The West Breezes all been along there. So that's from 7 to 8.30, yeah, complimentary drinks and things. So the bar starts from 8.30 and it goes to about 12.30. So there we are. That's at the Harbourview Hotel, if you're into that kind of thing. So, yes. And the Wahine Moi New Year's party as well. From 10.30 to 12.30. So you hop on the Wahine Moi, $110. Cruise, drink and food. And of course, the fireworks display. You can check out the fireworks display from there as well. And that's happening as well. I forgot to mention earlier, there's a fireworks display happening somewhere around town. So, but yes, if you do want to go to the Wahine Moi, 10.30 to 12.30. So you hop on the Wahine Moi, cruise, drink and food. And $5 goes towards the fireworks display. And all of these things and more, of course, folks, are available, like I said earlier, on Reglan Community Radio's fantastic What's On God, comprehensive What's On God. So that's all New Year's. So there's a lot happening. And then suddenly it's a new year, and there's even more stuff happening. Will I get into that? Maybe, maybe not. Here's Sublime with Scarlet Begonias anyway.
Thank you.
All right, that's Sublime there with Scarlet Begonias. I hope you enjoyed that. And we're going to come back soon with the People's Food and Farming Alliance, which is a really interesting new thing that's happening over in the UK. So we're going to have a little bit of an introductory video about that one coming up very shortly. And I feel like it's an interesting way that agriculture might go in the future. So, and, you know, it's all like farmer and community and individual all sort of getting together to make it happen. So we're going to come back and listen to that pretty shortly after this one by called Row Fisherman Row by Inner the Yard. I think it was a Congo song originally, but it's the same guy singing, Cedric Myton. So I hope you enjoy this one. Nice bit of reggae.
Row, fisherman, row, keep on rowing your boat. Row, fisherman, row, lots of hungry belly picking ashore. Lots of hungry belly picking ashore.
A reggae classic for your Row Fisherman Row. And now it's time for a bit of a chat by the founder of, well, yeah, the organiser, I guess, of the It's a UK crowd called the People's Food and Farming Alliance, which may be a slice of what's to come in agriculture in the future.
Welcome to the People's Food and Farming Alliance. My name's Catherine McBean. I'm a founding member of PFFA, and I want to take you through our blueprint presentation just so you can get an understanding of who we are, what we're doing, why we're here, and how we're going to achieve our goals. So, reality's biting. We can all see now that our farming practices and our food supply are under major threat. As you can see from the stats here, there is some severe soil erosion taking place. We're losing massive amounts of land each year. If agronomists are to be believed, we've got between 6 and 10 years to really turn this around before we lose the validity of our soil to grow food. Intensive agricultural practices are not only damaging the soil, they're damaging the natural world around us. They don't lead to great animal husbandry, and PFFA are going to do everything we can to bring that back. So, how bad are things? Well, we know that the governments and DEFRA and NFU are doing all they can to work against farmers and their needs. And we're talking about independent farmers here. The pressure is growing, be it financially, be on access to products that they need, and the control mechanisms are phenomenal. So PFFA are going to do everything we can to work towards defying that in the most positive way. And we'll see through our models how we achieve that. We also are very keen to resist going down the supermarket and large-scale distribution or factory route. This is an opportunity for us to now really turn around how we farm and ensure that we heal the soil, we increase animal welfare, and we bring true health back to our food. So, we're going to move away from the old systems and create new traditional mixed systems that work for the people and the farmers. What if we don't do anything? What if PFFA doesn't come to the fore? Well, our soil will just become desolate wasteland. There's no two ways about it. This has now been proven. Big agro are going to just have greater control over our natural world, and we've seen what's happened to our birds, to our bees, to our natural pollinators and so forth. So this is an opportunity now to make sure that we work with nature. The nutritional value within our food is decimating with each year, and the soil is not being able to replenish itself as a result. And we're going to see the closure of natural organic suppliers and farmers over the coming years if we don't step in and do something now. So what difference can PFFA make? With the models that we are helping to create, with the traditional models that we're leaning into, and practices that are more heavy on the physical and less on the mechanical, we're going to be able to do the following. We're going to revitalize soil health for long-term supportability and healthy food. We're going to work with nature, not against it. We're going to lean into the skills and natural abilities that nature supply us, and we're going to work with that. We're going to connect together through community growing groups and other networks, which we'll get to in a bit more detail. We're going to ensure more humane animal care with better livestock systems and processes. What we see now is disgusting to many of us, and there's no need for that to be the case. Again, really reconnect with nature, really, you know, resurrecting our healthy relationship and connections with nature. Never has there been a more important time, not just for farming, not just for food, but for us as human beings to reconnect with nature in the most positive way. And we're going to adopt traditional and modern growing techniques to ensure that we can utilize all the experience and knowledge we have now to heal the soil, to get good food on our tables, and to take out the control mechanisms. So, what's our goals? We were formed to counter the creation of artificial food shortages and to protect crops and food supplies for the people, by the people, for every single community across the UK and further should they wish. We're going to work closely with farmers and large-scale producers to ensure that they are able to support their local communities and residents through practical techniques and farming practices that lean into the traditional but ensure the farmer isn't losing profit. PFFA are creating a common sense accreditation. Now, this is literally going to take all of the good bits from the current accreditation system, but ensure it doesn't cost the farmer a fortune, it isn't a great big bureaucratic mess, and that the consumer, or we the people, understand what that farmer is doing. We need to be patient, we need to allow for transition, but we're going to ensure that we help farmers through that transition so they can adopt these methods which work for them, provide them enough profit, and ensure that every community has a valuable, abundant food resource available to them, which is cost effective and healing at the same time. So we will be adopting practices from the traditional world and modern food production practices to ensure that we get the best of both worlds. So we're going to offer solutions for positive change. The steps we're taking, we're going to engage with local communities, support our local farmers and producers, move towards a greater food production sovereignty. We're producing a blueprint for the future well-being. No more centralised control, a return to local food supplies, and ensuring local communities pull together to help this happen, to work with the farmer, to work with each other, and ensure that great produce is available to all. It's a three-stepped approach. So we're going to be dealing with grow your own, connecting with people on an individual level on how they can grow food, how they can do this for 12 months of the year, how they can ensure a quality product, and what you can do if you don't have much space. The second level is community growing groups. If we all come together, we're going to be so much more productive. And it's about how we build that team, how we source the land, how we source the equipment that we need. How do we work together to ensure, by working with other communities in our region, we have a good cross reference of protein, of fodder, of healthy food. That means we have a balanced diet throughout. We're also going to work on the third prong with farmers and larger scale growers to ensure that we support them in their transition to a more diverse form of farming, which means they've got many routes to market, a much better spectrum of produce available to the local communities, and they don't lose out financially. So, how's that going to look in more detail? For Grow Your Own, assisting in the most cost-effective methods and quickest, healthiest ways to grow our own produce, 12 months of the year. Advising on fruit and veg, poultry, livestock, herbs and medicines and foraging. And guidance available for all, including those in financial hardship. We can all work together. We can ensure that nobody within our community misses out. With the community growing groups, we're increasing community food supply independence, connecting local growing and farming hubs together for mutual benefits for everyone, and bringing the power of choice and control to communities for collective benefits. With farmers and growers, we're assisting with keeping your business going, identifying viable and cost-effective production methods and mixed farming, supporting soil and biodiversity restoration, helping to move to a more natural and sustainable farming method, creating new local sales channels and markets, and refining logistics and distribution so we've got storage options for future harvest. And we're working closely with partners and affiliates across the UK to ensure we work together for the same end goal. So here are some examples of what the before and after can look like, or what we've got available to us. We want to ensure that everybody utilises as much public space as possible for growing food. So go and tap into your local council, tap into your local parish, because there's bound to be spaces available that we can adopt to ensure we're getting plenty of space for those across the communities across the UK. So we can work together with other hubs, other communities and other organisations across the UK to support community action. So it allows for new energy flow models and systems that are emerging. Community hubs are centres of high value expertise and resources being utilised at local community level. The choice to join a local community that looks out for each other, which we can all do with right now. The ability to consume from and contribute to the overall resources being created and shared within that local community. The choice to step away from overbearing government controls and unlawful demands. And for community assemblies and other community groups, they can assist by coordinating local projects, connecting local hubs together, and supporting self-governance. This is a real opportunity for us to have a national impact from a community level. So, if you want, this is a call for action. Come and get involved. This is going to take all of us. So everybody has a role to play, whether that be in food, whether that be in health, whether that be in education or local governance. Do find what resonates with you and come and get involved. And we can help guide you towards our other partners and affiliates across the UK to find what works for you. But if you want to come and get involved with PFFA, please do. So if you want to, you might want to find out more about Grow Your Own. You want to start a group or get involved with community growing groups. You might want to escape the tight government controls and restrictions on your business. You might want to decouple from big agro demands and commercial constraints being imposed. Find your freedom. Enjoy your freedom. You want to stop the planned food shortages from happening. And you want a healthier world and healthier food for our children and our grandchildren. So please, enjoy our blueprint, which is available on our website. And we at the People's Food and Farming Alliance would love to connect with you. So there are a number of contact details here, and there'll be more to come in the fullness of time. So please do check our website. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the PFFA.
All right, that's Catherine McBean there, talking about the People's Food and Farming Alliance, which is an interesting thing, and I think it might have legs. Because, yeah, there's always, I do always remember there was a graph done in Australia where, there's more, farmers more productive and they're making, their produce is selling for more, but the farmers are actually making less money because by the time everyone else has got their hands in the farmers' pockets, they're actually missing out. So, yeah, it's an interesting initiative and hopefully it goes well. And that's kind of it for the show today. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'll be back again next week with Claire Wimmer from talking about permaculture and things like that. So to our listeners in Free FM, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next week. But for our listeners on Raglan Community Radio, if you're still tuned in locally, I've just heard from Prince Harry, and he's coming into the Prince Harry shout-out show pretty shortly. So that's exciting, and he'll be here, I think it starts about 2 o'clock or something like that. So I'll play one more song and then I'll get out of his way. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day out there, folks. It's hot. Yeah, be careful in the sun out there. And, town's heaving, so eat some gelato. Enjoy the local hospitality. But be patient with everybody, folks. And, have a wonderful time and a wonderful New Year's. And I'll be back again next Wednesday. But until then, Mi haere ho, I gotta go. But I'll leave you with Up From the Skies by Jimi Hendrix. Take it easy, folks.
I just wanna talk to you. I wanna do you no harm. I just wanna know about your different lives. I could say people fall. I heard some you got your families living in cages, tall and cold. Some just stay there and dust away past the age of old. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. I just wanna know about the rooms behind your minds. Do I see a vacuum there, or am I growing blind? Is it just a remains for vibrations echoes long ago? Things like love the world and let your fancy flow. Is this true? Please let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. I have lived here before. The days are by. And of course, this is why I'm so concerned. And I come back to find the stars displaced and the smell of a world that is burned. A smell of the world.
that is burning. Yeah, well, maybe, maybe it's just a change of climate. I can take it, baby. I just want to see. So where do I purchase my ticket? Just like to have a ringside seat. I want to know about the new Mother Earth. I want to hear and see everything. I want to hear and see.